This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no world leader had asked India to stop the Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to cease fire with Pakistan under US pressure. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer. He said during the talks with US Vice President, India made it stand clear that if Pakistan attacks, India will respond by launching a big attack. Responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor in Lok Sabha, the Prime Minister said, India destroyed the terror camp situated deep inside Pakistan during the operation.
दुनिया के किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा। अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है। मेरा जवाब था, अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा। ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा, अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे।
He said India gave a befitting reply to Pakistan after the Pahalgam terror attack, and the Indian Armed Forces took revenge for the 22nd terror attack in just 22 minutes. He stressed that India showed to the world that it will not bow down to the nuclear blackmail of Pakistan. He said India has made it clear through Operation Sindoor that if there is a terrorist attack on India, it will respond in its own way. The Prime Minister accused the Congress for not supporting the country on Operation Sindoor. He said India got the support of all the countries during Operation Sindoor, but Congress did not support the valour of the armed forces. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, attacked Pakistan, saying that a heartless attack was organised and orchestrated by Pakistan. He said during Operation Sindoor, the opposition stood like a rock with the government. The Rajya Sabha yesterday took up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and security forces for eliminating three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in Pahalgam. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to West Bengal and Jharkhand beginning today. During a visit to West Bengal, President Murmu will grace the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Kalyani in West Bengal. In Jharkhand, the President will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Devgar. Later, she will attend the 45th convocation ceremony of IIT Indian School of Mines, Dhanbad. Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR satellite today. It will be launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. This mission aims to scan the entire Earth every 12 days. It will provide high-resolution imagery for climate change research and disaster response. International Monetary Fund IMF has revised its forecast for India's economic growth to 6.4% for both 2025 and 2026. Earlier in its April 2025 World Economic Outlook, IMF had projected India's GDP growth at 6.2% for 2025 and 6.3% for 2026. Reaffirming India's position as the world's fastest growing major economy, IMF attributed the upward revision to a more benign external environment than anticipated in its April forecast. A powerful earthquake with a magnitude of 8.7 struck off the Pacific coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in wee hours of the morning. The earthquake, which was centered about 136 kilometers offshore at a depth of 19 kilometers, is the strongest since Japan's 2011 megaquake. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced that Britain will recognize a Palestinian state unless Israel takes steps to relieve suffering in Gaza, where starvation is spreading, and reaches a ceasefire in the nearly two-year war with Hamas. In badminton, India made a strong start at the Macau Open tournament with several impressive performances across different categories. In men's doubles, star duo Satwik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty sailed into a second round with a commanding win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.